And into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. I'm Luigi with the American branch of the Pro News Network. What are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about Taiwan. We're going to talk about Occupy Wall Street. We're going to talk about wage slaving. And we're going to talk about the Neuralink chip. It's going to be incredible. Thank you for joining me today. Let's get into it, shall we? First thread of the day. World War III alert. U.S. troops have been stationed in Taiwan near China border. Taiwan and U.S. troops being stationed there. In this old news that was released on March 20th, world on the brink as Taiwan admits U.S. troops are now stationed on Chinese border. They're stationed there. 100% they're there. Escalations upon escalations. Taiwan has confirmed the presence of U.S. troops stationed the islands of the Taiwanese Strait. They're permanently there now. Get fucked, China. You invade, you're going to have to kill U.S. troops if you invade. Well, what if they just don't kill them? What if they just capture them? What then? What then? What do you do then? What, are you going to fight them off and shoot them? Or what? I don't know. Oopsie whoopsie, they died. Oopsie whoopsie, sorry. Get fucked, America. Comes after the Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, this week issued an ironclad warning to China. Blinken issues ironclad warning to China as fears of an armed attack on Philippines erupt. That was yesterday. Cool. Blinken's... Whenever I see Blinken, I just think he's high as fuck. Just so out of it. Seems to be like it's on 20 SSRIs or something. Yeah. Probably knows the world's completely fucked and he just is on autopilot. Stop linking me threads and shit. Stop it! Iron fucking clad. So shut up, Ben. Are you drunk? I think Ben's drinking because he didn't get his waifu. Oh well. This American says Pooh Bear won't do shit except display his impotent rage to all. Maybe. He's getting kind of old. He better do something soon. Z. Getting old. And old, Winnie the Pooh. U.S. troops? Holy shit. Nah. Wasted all your supplies in Ukraine. Now China gonna take Taiwan. Dude, I mean, really. Imagine us sending all of our ammunition, our supplies. Everything has been sent to Taiwan. It's all been depleted. I mean, dude, if China doesn't take Taiwan now, there's no other time to take it, man. There's no other time. America's depleted. America is depleted. When else? Z, when else will China be whole? When will China be whole if not now? Never. Never. Do something, you fuck. Do something. Do it. Just do it. Just do it. Z, make me a news god, please. As soon as this happens, I'll be news god. Just make it happen, Z, please. Russian leadership are jealous of U.S. strength. I don't know. U.S. is looking pretty awesome, making China a little cuck bitch. So America says, can't let NVIDIA crash now. The whole U.S. economy. It's the whole U.S. economy. Dude, China has all the cards. China has all the cards. China does this, the U.S. stock market gets fucking obliterated. Graphic card prices go through the roof. Make Taiwan Japan again. MSNBC's Joe Scarborough, March 6th. If you, if you can't handle the truth, this version of Biden intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever. Dude, how can you say that? How could you say that with a straight face? How many Jumaceuticals must you consume to say such things? Clown World says, China won't do shit. They have a ton of problems on their own. Clown World says, also 2 more weeks, Lou. Yeah, maybe. Yep. Yeah, it's getting to be that way, but that's 4chan for you. It's always 2 more weeks until it ain't. Next thread, Occupy Wall Street. It is actually impressive how the feds completely destroyed the Occupy Wall Street movement. This is the exact moment all the woke clown world bullshit started. Yeah, I've said this many times, but I think more people just need to understand that. Before this point in time, it was rich versus poor was the narrative. And then it flipped to white versus black.
People speak at their general assemblies is there are facilitators that keep a staff, which means a list of people who would like to speak. In New York, they use something called a progressive staff, which means if you...
This is also the beginning of woke politics, woke movements, because all these rich kids were flooding into Occupy Wall Street, and they were all trying to gain control of this movement and push their own views of what society should be, like some communist fucking manifesto.
Have your name on a list, and you come from a traditionally marginal...
Like, look at this bitch, and imagine what a cunt she is. Imagine what a cunt she is. What a sociopathic cunt she must be.
...marginalized background, race, gender, ethnicity, anything that is traditionally marginalized, you get bumped up the list. So this means...
If you're marginalized, you get bumped up the list. See, this is where it was all birthed at. This is where it all came from.
We want to be able to hear what everyone has to say. Also, one of the things stressed at Occupy Wall...
This is not how it started, though. That's not what it was about when it first started. It's so dumb. It got co-opted by these rich kids. Stupid rich kids that had no stake in anything. Nothing to lose. Fashy Chad says, that's what Russia needs really bad right now. Silicone factories. Dude, Russia needs to make a trade agreement with China. Just buy your silicone from China. Trade with China. Make BRICS a reality. Instead of America being the center of the world, just try to make BRICS the center of the world. I don't know. Make them do a competition. West versus East. Badger says everything was working so well before Occupy Wall Street. Am I right? No. No, and they used other forms of psyops and stuff. It was all a bit more complicated and more convoluted. But when Christians were in power, it was still bad in different ways. They were trying to ban things. And when you try to prevent people from doing stuff, it makes them want to do it. So I don't think it did them any favors. And also, when Christians are in power, they don't do anything to like gain from their control. So while Christians controlled everything and had all the power, did gun rights get pushed forward? No. Did freedom get pushed forward? No. You know what got pushed forward? Progressive rights. Like progressive things, progressive acts. Like things such as Christians didn't push anything forward. Whereas leftists and progressives always get what they want and always push the fucking scale down on their way. Even when right-leaning people are in power, even when Christians are in power, they give up their side's thing. There's no progress. Even when the right wins, it loses. Styx says it best, man. The Republicans are really great at gripping defeat from the jaws of victory. It's oxymoronic. Thank you, Badger, for bringing me back home. I love my friends. Thanks, friends. I love you guys. The sleeve says, bump for being the only natural post on poll. I'm not even in that. We're in the next thread. Next thread. Next thread. What a great show today. They can't all be fucking like. Yesterday was so good. Yesterday, I had Chef Kiss moment yesterday. I loved yesterday's show. How are wages surviving? Picture is, get me the fuck out of here, our Walmart. Fuck Walmart. Walmart, working for Walmart must be like working for Satan. Literally working for the devil himself. You are part of the corporate the corporate machine. You are a cog in the wheel of shit. Dude, whenever I go to Walmart frequently. I'm poor as fuck. I have to get, like, DSP's like, I never shop at Walmart. Lou, I always shop at fucking Walmart because it's the cheapest place there is. You go to Walmart, it's going to be the cheapest. Does it mean it's going to be good? No, not necessarily, but it'll be cheap. So that's why you go there, because it's cheap. It's slave labor. It's legal slave labor. If you pull something off the shelf, it was child hands helped make that possible. Thank you, child slave labor. Thank you. Bye-bye. Walmart's awful. You gotta do what you gotta do, though, and that's wage slaving right now. How are wages surviving, OP says. Exactly. Who knows? They don't make any money, can't afford anything, yet they keep clocking in. Why? Literal, illegal, illiterate, invader spics are getting everything for free, while wages keep waging for nothing. I don't get it. Especially with all that drama over the squatting laws in New York City now as well. It's almost comical. So let me get this right. I basically just walk over the border. I get illegal refugee status. Then I get a free bus ride to New York City for free. I don't have to pay for the trip. I just get the fucking trip for free. Don't got to hitchhike. Don't got nothing. I just get a bus for free. Awesome. Thanks, taxpayers. I get driven to New York City. Where upon arrival, I get a $10,000 gift card handed to me on a debit card flung to me. They probably kept one for you, two for me. One for you, three for me. One for you, four for me. Wow, I love this job. It's so easy. You know that's what's happening. Oh, well, all the cards are gone. Sorry, all the cards are gone. Let me just take this big baggie of them with me to my house. Shit. And then they squat in a home, and they keep the home. It's all so comical. It's all so comical. Illegal immigrants have more rights than American citizens. It's comical. More rights, more benefits, more Gibbs. This guy says Walmart makes $260,000 in revenue for each employee they have per year. That's all. That's shenagly Jew numbers, but yeah. Wow. Oof. Imagine making $20,000 a year and earning the company $200,000. Oof. Maximum oof. This America says, Green Techs, why don't they make any money and can't afford anything, and yet they keep clocking in? Why? Then the American says, there's always a chance to swipe something when no one's looking. No, that's not right. That's not morally correct, Anon. We're in some bad times right now. Holy fuck. Not good times, Biden. We're not in good times, Biden. People are struggling to survive, that's for sure. Resorting to nigger-like behavior. This leaf says, easy work, and I don't need much money to survive. I didn't know they had Walmarts in Canada, Leaf. They have Walmarts in Canada? This leaf says, bump for being the only natural post on Polo. Oh my god. Badger says, the American government's been kiked for over 100 years, blaming everything up until Occupy Wall Street on Christians is retarded and disingenuous. I wasn't blaming everything on Christians. I said, even when they were in power, they didn't push the pendulum in their direction. How is that saying everything is their fault? You are putting words in my mouth. Dio says, hope you don't buy your groceries at Walmart, Lou. Highest prices around here. I try to get my groceries from this organic stand. They're cheaper than Walmart and they taste better, but I can't always go there. You saw Tim in person, Clown World? That's cool. I would like to shake his hand. I've watched enough of his shit. Badger says, the time they wanted to ban Harry Potter, were they in control then? I think the kikes have always been in control. The kikes have been steadily gaining more and more control since World War II. Christians lobbied to ban shit. None of it went through. Banning stuff is retarded. That's why. Because banning stuff is stupid. You don't need to ban... What? That's the problem, Badger. That's the problem. They kept pushing these bills through to ban things, which is retarded and stupid and in the wrong direction. Why don't they push stuff like, push forth, instead of trying to ban things, push forth mandatory gun ownership, more freedoms, less banning, more freedom. That's, and there's like, there's stuff right-leaning Christians believe in that they didn't push and instead pushed really stupid shit that infringed on people's rights that made no sense, that went against the Constitution. It's almost like they were guided there by kikes to just waste time. Like, oh, let's do a bunch of this stuff that doesn't matter and we'll just get shot down and it'll just waste time and allow us to just meander on in the same cesspit of normity for a little while longer. As we siphon money from the system, it's just bullshit. It's all bullshit. It's all a game to these people. Badger says, society functioned when none of this shit was allowed. It never gained ground when we fought against it. Dude, I think Christianity is a good glue to hold society together. I've said that many times in my past shows. I also believe that America has been slowly degrading and declining over time. It's not just because like, oh, we lost Christianity. Oh, blah, blah, blah. I think that has a lot to do with it, but it's more just the moral decay of our society. The entire moral decay, not just religious decay. It's moral decay. And I don't think that moral decay is entirely caused by just the loss of Christianity as the main central religion. It's a big part of it, but it's not like, it's not all of it. And what is the cause of all of that? It's Jews are the cause of all of that. That Jews have caused this. Jews have pushed for atheism. Jews have pushed for the loss of the Christianity as kind of like our national. It's not, America doesn't have a national religion. America is supposed to be a place where any religion can flourish and thrive because it was built from for a people who were ostracized in Britain and couldn't practice their religion. So they didn't want what happened to them to happen to anybody else. So that's why you get taxed exempt status when you're a religion. That's why you get all these fucking protections when you're a religion. It's because it's there for a reason. Because that's like what our entire country is founded on. So yes, as we have lost that over time, everything has decayed, yes. But it's Jews are the cause of this. It's not the loss of Christianity
That's a part of it. Okay, but the reason we lost Christianity is because of the Jews, you see. So if the Jews are removed from the equation, then it'll probably just come back naturally. You see what I'm saying? The problem is not the loss of, if we bring Christianity back right now, we'll lose it again. Because what is causing us to lose it? The Jew, the kikes are doing it. It's their problem. So we have to eliminate the problem. And then we can bring Christianity will just flourish naturally. Fuck. Just like segregation and everything will flourish naturally. You just let it if we just get rid of the problem that's causing everything. Probably Ben says the main problem is the internet. What the fuck are you, dude? Oh my gosh. No. The internet's not the problem. The internet was awesome when I was a kid. No. The problem's civilization. Badger says the American Revolution was funded and supported by the Rothschilds. That's not something... Dude, okay, if you're gonna go there, bro, then everything's corrupted. Everything's fucking corrupted. If you're going there, man, whatever. Whatever, dude. America's just a fucking kikish nation then. Where are you gonna go, Badger? Where are you gonna flee to? Germany? You're gonna go to Germany? You're gonna have more rights there? Might as well just blow your brains out, Badgers. End it all. We're all fucked. It's all doomed. Shit. You can't go there. Okay, we're done with this. You derailed that thread into all that bullshit, so whatever, we're done with that. Next thread. Happening. Man controls computer, plays games with his mind using Neuralink. I'm not gonna ask about the Jewish founding fathers. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. This is PNN America. Okay, we have excise the Jews and it'll become more America, whatever. They're the ones that fucked everything up from the beginning. Just stop it. Stop derailing. Stop it. Reel it in. America's Jewish. Okay, let's move on. I can't win. We're done. America's Jew. Move somewhere else then. We're all fucked then. It's fucked seven ways from Sunday. That's what happens when you're 2,000 year old. When Jews are 2,000 years old and literally everywhere, in everything. Dude, the guess what, Badger? The Bible's Jewish. Oh my God, Christianity is Jewish. The New Testament's Jewish. Fucking Jesus is a Jew. I who am a Jew that am not a Jew. Wow. Okay, it's all kikish, all the way down. Everything you love and hold dear is kikish and Jewish. We need a new system, a new monetary system. That's what we need. Like we made a new governmental system with America, we need a new financial system. The Bible's Hebrew, not Jewish, whatever. That's the response, give up. Dude, it's not about giving up, dude. You're derailing the entire fucking show, Badger. You're derailing the entire show. I've answered you like four times, and your answer is, well, America was founded in Jews. And then because I don't want to literally go even further beyond, you're like, well, you just give up, blah, blah, blah. Go fuck yourself, Badger. Go fuck yourself, man. You're derailing the entire show over fucking America is founded on Jews. Where do I go with that, Badger? Are you having a bad day today? Like, what the fuck, man? What do you want me to say? Where do you want me to go? Yeah, fuck the Jews. They own everything. Like, you want me to go, like, Mr. White Tuber area and start, like, just black-pilling everything? Like, what do you want me to do, man? I'm trying to form a solution to the problem, not wallow in self-pity for fucking 30 minutes. Like, what do you want? America's revolution was supported by the kikes. Okay, cool. Now what? And where do we go from there? Okay, let's destroy America? Like, what do you want, dude? For the past 30 minutes, I've said Jews are the problem, Jews are the problem, Jews are the problem. And then I literally don't understand right now what's happening. Like, what do you want? I'm asking you right now, what do you want? What do you want? Kikes sided with America over the Jews. Kikes own British and America. They own both of them, Badger. They had British in the balls and they had America in the balls. They had both of them. They controlled everything, Badger. They're the Jewish masterminds. Dude, World War II is their fucking grand plan, man. The Allies versus the Axis. No more democracy. Okay, cool. I agree. No more democracy. Can we move on now? I agree. No more democracy. Can we move on, please? Fuck democracy. I agree. I fucking agree. Fuck democracy. New system. Maybe even I'll take fascism again.
I agree.
Want to scare Badger away? Talk about sexy kids.
Odd, man.
Man controls computer, plays games with his mind using Neuralink. Elon Musk live stream of Neuralink demonstrating telepathy. You don't really see very much of it, though. You barely see it. But it's more interesting listening to him talk.
All right, we should be streaming live.
This has 5 million views on the video itself. So the video itself has 5 million.
I'm here. Hello, world. How's it going out there? My name is Bliss, and I'm an engineer at
Fasci says, Lou is a white nationalist that loves yellow women and doesn't want children. It's very simple. Dude, I'm just an honest white nationalist, unlike everyone else, okay? Everyone else is like, I'm a white nationalist. And then they go fuck black women for reals and go impregnate them and marry them and shit and do shit like that or have like some cuck relationship or fucking say they're not gonna mix race breed and then they literally marry an Asian waifu. You know, like, I say all the stuff I want, I say all the stuff I desire, because I'm open with you guys, because I don't lie to you guys, I don't give you bullshit. I give you exactly what I'm feeling, I give you exactly what I'm thinking, I literally am unfiltered to you motherfuckers, and if you ask me a question, I'll probably directly answer it. So, I try to give you as little bullshit as possible. You know, I also, like, I strive to be better than I am as well. Like, I strive to be more than I am. I want to be fit and awesome and Chad and fucking white power and the blonde waifu and the fucking children and the glorious farm on the hill kind of picturesque waifu kind of thing going on. Sure. But it's kind of hard to get there, and I'm super poor, and I'm just doing the best I can with what I got. And I just, day by day, strive to be better, strive to be... I strive to be literally the embodiment of 4chan, okay? So if you don't agree with me and you push against it, good. It's probably good, because I am literally an avatar of 4chan. I try to be an embodiment of an Amerimut on 4chan. That's what I am, that's what this is. So, yeah, it probably doesn't rub you the complete right way, because of Coomer and anime and degeneracy, okay? But that's what 4chan is. 4chan is degenerate. 4chan is an oxymoronic counterculture place. That's what it is. It is what it isn't, and it is what it is. It's a place that turns furries into Nazis. It's a place that turns femboys into Nazis. It unites us in Nazism. That's for sure. It unites us in one thing, and that's hating Jews. That seems to be one constant on that board.
Neuralink, and I'd like to introduce you to the first ever user of the Neuralink device, and I think you're my only telekinetic friend that I have.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, not many more of those out there. You want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name's Nolan Arbaugh. I'm 29 years old. About 8 years ago, I was in kind of a freak diving accident and dislocated my C4, C5, so I'm a...
Freak diving accident? How do you get, like, what happens underwater where you dislocate your fucking spine? That's insane. Do you get hit by a boat or something?
Complete quadriplegic. So I'm paralyzed from below the shoulders.
That's insane.
I have no sensation or movement below my level of injury, so below my shoulders. Yeah, that about covers it, right?
Do you want to do some of your dogs?
Basically, he was completely limp below his shoulders. He's like a comatose. He can move his head. That's about it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, dogs all over the place.
Yeah, that's Montana. The one walking by is Grace. Gracie.
Gracie, come here.
Hi, Grace.
How's it going, Gracie?
Yeah. All right.
This is what people did.
Yeah, they're just here for the dogs. All right, yeah, so while he's been introducing himself, let me just flip the camera around so you can see what Nolan's been doing.
Yeah.
Let me come over here. Do you want to explain a little bit what's going on here?
Yeah, so I love playing chess, and so this is one of the things that y'all have enabled me to do, something that I wasn't able to really do much the last few years, especially not like this.
So that's it. He's moving the chess piece with his mind. Oh my God, he's doing what the monkeys were doing. So we got a human moving the chess piece with his mind. Kind of neat, but it's more interesting the stuff he's saying.
I had to use like a mouth stick and stuff, but now it's all being done with my brain. If y'all can see the cursor moving around.
So he said he had to use a mouth stick, but then now he can use his brain to move it.
That's all me, y'all. It's pretty cool, huh?
Actually, can you pause the song just for the audio coming through? And that was also done with your brain?
Yep. It's all brain power up there.
Can you explain a little bit just to people who maybe don't have any context on this field or what's going on here? Yep. How are you able to actually move the cursor?
Yeah, so we started out with trying out a few different things. We basically went from what we call kind of differentiating like imagined movement versus attempted movement. So a lot of what we started out with was attempting to move. So I would attempt to move, say, my right hand, left.
So in your mind, you can think about moving your hand and you can actually move your hand. Well, he's a quadriplegic, so he thinks about like actually moving his hand and his hand doesn't move because he's cripple. So he's explaining how he's trying to input those signals into the chip.
Right, forward, back. From there, I think it just became intuitive for me to start imagining the cursor moving. Basically, it was like using the force on the cursor and I could get it to move wherever I wanted, just stare somewhere in the screen and it would move where I wanted it to, which was such a wild experience.
This guy wants to know if you feel like a wizard.
Yeah, right. It's crazy. It really is.
It should work. You think about moving, you basically think, I want the cursor to be there, it goes there. That's how it should be, and we're getting there. Crazy, insane.
It's so cool. I'm so freaking lucky to be a part of it.
I believe what this guy's saying, and I believe it even more because he's really honest towards the end, you'll see.
And stuff. I mean, every day it seems like we're learning new stuff, and...
Also, look at that nose. Look at that fucking nose.
I just can't even describe how cool it is to be able to do this.
Do you want to,
This guy is definitely of Jewish descent. This guy, my Jew dar is wee-wooing. He has the nose, he has the weird beard. I mean, he's cut his hair, which is kind of anti-Jew, I guess, but I don't know, Americanized Jews.
Briefly talk about a little bit, I guess, what have you been using this
Jew
for
hair.
Outside of these sort of research sessions or when you're just playing chess, or some of these been getting value from this one?
Yeah, so one of the first times y'all gave me complete control over this, I actually stayed up until, geez, I don't know, like 6 a.m. playing Civilization VI. It was worth it, I guess is the best way to put it. It was awesome. I had basically given up on playing that game just because of how, it's a big game and the amount of time.
It's hard because you have to use the stupid mouth thing to move the, play the game. It must be a pain in the ass.
That it takes to sit in on it is, it's just a lot, and I have to worry about a lot of things, getting pressure sores and things like that, so I just wasn't really able to play it as much as I wanted to, and y'all gave me the ability to do that again.
Y'all.
And I played it for, geez, like 8 hours that day, so I do that, I
it's
read
like, what,
sometimes.
6 p.m. to like 2 a.m.
Yeah,
or something. It's like,
it was a lot.
I'm giving you all my bad habits, man.
Yeah, I know.
This guy... It's a little creepy. This guy, you have to understand, this guy on the left is, I'm pretty sure this is one of the super genius dudes that works for Elon Musk. Like this is his pet project. If this works, this guy's going to be like a billionaire trillionaire. Okay. This works. This is this guy's dream project. So this is this dude's like lab rat. It's a little weird. It's how he, you can see how he's all like, over him a little bit.
All right. It was awesome. So I did that. I read. I like learning languages. I'm learning like Japanese right now. I'm learning a bit of French.
Maybe for the audience who isn't super familiar with assistive technology, why couldn't you play Civ before? What was tricky about that, or what was about the Neuralink that made that possible for you?
Yeah. So one of the big things, the only way I could play it was through pad, and that didn't allow me to play online at all, so that kind of sucked to begin with.
Would you play that like at 2 a.m. before, or what was the
reason? Oh no, there was no way. There was no way for me to do that, because when I'm sitting up playing on, say, like my iPad or something, I need complete help from, say, my like parents or something to do it. I just didn't have that capability to like keep them up all night. That's just not something I would ever want to do. So basically, I would have to go down when everyone went to bed in my house, my brother, my parents, something like that. And then on top of that, I can only play for a few hours at a time.
Ironwold says, my wife says you're a faggot, Lou. Bless her. Bless her. I love her too. Tell her I love her as well.
Because, you know, I have to worry about pressure sores and stuff. I have to be readjusted. I have to do weight shifts, things like that. Just things that come with being a quadriplegic and stuff. So it just wasn't really feasible for me to, like, say, play a full game or anything. And now I can literally just lie in bed and play to my heart's content. Honestly, the biggest restriction at this point was like having to wait for the implant to charge once I used all of it. So play for 8 hours, have to get off and let it charge for a while, and then hopefully be able to play some more. But it's been awesome.
So he's playing Civ for 8 hours at a time because he's never been able to play it like this. So he can literally just move the mouse wherever he wants now without having to use the stupid mouth thing. He doesn't have to worry about getting sores on himself, and he can just play. And the worst part about it is he has to charge it up. That's the worst. That's what he doesn't like the most about it so far.
That's been so cool, and I'm kicking ass too. So
in this chess game too.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I'm gonna win this chess game, but we'll see.
And then maybe just one final question. Your mom was showing me a bunch of pictures of you in different Halloween costumes over the years. It's something that you go nuts on. So now that you have like actual, you know, force control over stuff, I guess that opens up the possibility space there a bit. What are you thinking to dress up as this year?
I think I'm going to be Professor X. I think that's pretty fair.
Oh my God, the Marvel shit. No, Marvel shit.
So do your part. That's the reason I got into it, was because I just wanted to help. I wanted to be a part of something that I feel like is going to change the world. I think there's nothing to be afraid of with that. The surgery was super easy. I literally was released from the hospital a day later. I have no cognitive impairments. Well, I guess none that were caused by the surgery.
I beat you in chess like once, so yeah.
Yeah, I do have a pretty good record in chess right now, as far as just...
This guy's a lazy eye, it's weird. Like,
yeah, I just think that it's really awesome, and I want to thank Neuralink for doing this, for working hard every day to make this a reality. I think that they are going to change the world, be a part of it. So thanks, guys. And I'm looking forward to releasing some of this going on.
Yeah, so I guess we're going to end here. But yeah, we're going to plan to release more in the coming days. So if you want to stay in touch with what's going on here and hear more from Nolan and his work, just follow along here on Twitter. Thank you.
Cool. So he can move the mouse with his brain. This Leaf says faggots on the prowl. Faggots on the prowl, first post. Leaf says homo's on the loose. Faggots on the prowl, homo's on the loose. Gays on the graves. He can't control himself out of that wheelchair. Man controls computer and plays games with his mind using Neuralink. That's very clickbaity title, yes. Now, how do we hijack his mind and fuck it up or short circuit his connection? I don't know, figure it out. Break it so we can fix it. This American says, I've seen this trick years ago with someone moving a mouse, but Elon will take credit. Typical Musk fashion. I don't think they're lying. I don't think the dude's lying. This Polish anon says, it'd be a shame if someone doxed his brain with scat. Yeah. I think it has to be way wider use before anything like that happens. And even if that something like that happened, it'd probably be a felony, man. This American says, would it be easier to let a person control machines with their brain? It to control a person's brain in order to lie and say that it's controlling a machine? What are you talking about? You're talking about, like, if you gave a human the ability to control the robot, could it somehow overpower the human and take control and make the human lie? Like, dude, that's not... First off, I'm fairly sure the Neuralink can't make you do shit. At least not yet. So, I don't think you even have to worry about that yet. But, I don't know, maybe something like that could happen. Who knows? Anything's possible. I assume they would have some defense in place against it. Jamal says, they made a helmet that can move a mouse already. I think that's what the Anon said. That the helmet, is that the one that Joe Rogan was wearing in that super funny picture? I've seen that. It didn't work that great, and Joe Rogan said it didn't work that great. This seems effortless. This seems like you think, I want the mouse to be here, and it goes there. It goes where you think you want it to go, like a miracle. Like, the guy seemed bewildered. Like, it was just, like, I can use the computer now. So, it seems almost, like, just perfect. Like, exactly what you want it to be. So, I think it can only go up and better from here. Dio says, you'd have to link it to the optic nerve or the visual center of the brain to force them to see something. Yeah, I don't think it's like, it's not even close to that advanced yet. Like right now, all they're doing is they're taking brain signals that go places and they're transferring it to computer mouse movement. And they're using AI to like interpret the signals. The patterns. The wave function. This America says, it's like the retards that wore headgear in school, only it's 100 times more retarded looking. I'm pretty sure you can't even see it. The thing here is all these cables and things around his, that's like his, I assumed that was his chair, his wheelchair, his handy capable chair for moving around. That's what that is. It says handy, you can't, the implant goes under a flap on your brain skull and then it's done. You can't even see it anymore, dude. It's like flush with your skull. There's no like, external unit. It's just there. It's in your brain. It replaces your skull. They cut a piece of your skull out. They push the thing into your brain and then it's there. Done. The end. A robot arm for this guy is already in the plan. That'd be kind of cool. That'd be really neat to see how, if that worked well, because they can't get that technology right. And if they got it to where it's like Full Metal Alchemist, like you just attach the arm and you can move the arm around like it's your arm again, that would be insane. That'd be insane. And I feel like we're there. I feel like they figured it out. Like, oh, we just copy, we have the AI interpret the wave functions. I'm gonna keep saying wave functions because it sounds cool and cryptic and stuff. That's what all those faggots do. They're like, the wave function. They use stuff in not the proper way, but it sounds cool and whatever draws the people in. I'm just, there you go. I'll do it. Whatever. That's the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Thanks, Badger, for the entertainment. I'm definitely going to keep that in the show. I'll definitely keep that. I'm not going to cut that out, Badger. I'll keep that in there. That was half the fucking show. So yeah, I'll just keep that in there. Whatever. I love you, buddy. I can yell at you. I can fuck you. Whatever. I have a rage demon, Badger. You should know these things. I have a rage demon inside of me. You see little bits of it come out. Imagine if I didn't have weed, Badger. Badger, imagine if I didn't have weed. How bad it would be. I would have no friends left. All my friends would leave me. I'd have no friends. I'd be friendless. Whatever. That's it. Bye.
What the hell is going on in Canada right now? I am home visiting my parents this weekend for the holidays. I live in the West Village in New York City. The highest cost of living yuppie area ever in the history of the United States. I am never shocked when I get a dinner bill. I'm never shocked when I go on vacation. Nothing fazes me. I've traveled all over the world. Tell me why I come home to Newmarket, Ontario, the suburbs of Toronto, and I'm shocked at the cost of living here. How are Canadian people making it work? Everybody involved with the economy right now needs to be fired immediately. We need to contact the UN and get a binding resolution here. Something sinister is going on in Canada, and I'm determined to get to the bottom of it.